How's it going, Chef?
Not bad, actually. How are you doing?
I'm good. I had a interesting like ice cream experience recently.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried any of these viral TikTok foods?
No, not the way my reflux is set up. That's for a person whose stomach acid stays in its stomach. I don't even know what they're doing.
I didn't know it was a viral thing. Mm-hmm. Gabby hung out with a friend of mine who, like, at an event she threw for work, they had given out these viral ice cream things. So Gabby brought some home. I think it's called like not fried chicken. And the ice cream literally looks like a chicken leg.
Okay.
A chicken leg. And it's delicious. It's like waffle flavored ice cream with like cornflakes so that it looks like breading for a fried chicken. And you look at it, it sincerely looks like chicken. But it tastes really good. But like me and Gabby gave it to me and the kids and like videotaped us trying it.
Mm-hmm. Like,
it messes with your head because like it sincerely looks like chicken. Like when you bite into it, the ice cream is like the reason I mentioned the waffle flavor, because it's like kind of vanilla, kind of waffle. So it has like a flesh color.
Okay.
So like when you bite into it, you have the full look of chicken. And even when you get to the core, there's a pretzel with like chocolate, that, like, you know, like it looks like the bone, you know? So like the whole time you're eating it, mentally, your brain is like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Why isn't this matching what I've been told?
What so, is this called again?
It's like not fried chicken, something like that. Like we only had the ones that like she handed out.
Okay, not fried chicken ice cream.
Yeah. All
right.
So, like, we're chewing it, and, like, to enjoy it, I had to close my eyes after eating the first half. Because I couldn't, like, my brain couldn't compute that, like, what I was chewing wasn't savory. It was sweet. It was really, like, fascinating.
Okay, so I just looked up the company that makes these.
Right.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Locally farmed, blah, blah, blah. But they make what looks to be ice cream shaped like other foods.
Yeah. The chicken thing is the big thing.
Okay.
They even like sell it in like a bucket.
Yes. I'm looking at that now and
it's wild.
Truly don't know how I feel about this, but
sincerely like delicious. Like it is top tier tasting ice cream. Like I was as in terms of like a prepackaged thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really impressed. But, like, I just found it fascinating, like, the mental struggle. My daughter couldn't finish it. She said it was, like, it was too, like, confusing for her.
Right, yeah.
And, like, okay. My son didn't even notice it was chicken. He just ate the whole thing straight. He was like, you're like, it's great. And, like, we had to, like, explain it to him. He's like, you know, like, it looks like chicken, right? He's like, oh, yeah. All right, well. Like,
oh my but
like
God.
It was trippy, and then like when I'm finally getting over the mind fuck of the food and just enjoying it, mm-hmm. that's when Gabby tells me that it's like a viral thing,
mm-hmm.
and that a bucket of chicken
mm-hmm.
that's like 9 pieces is mm-hmm. $110 or something now. You know what I mean?
Okay, I have just looked up this. All right, it's Life Raft Treats is the company. And I am looking at what looks to be a chicken leg, a little drumette bitten into, and it looks like fried chicken.
Yeah.
And then the bone is like pretzel, chocolate pretzel right. or some shit. The flavor, it says it's waffle ice cream with chocolate covered cookie bone and a caramelized white chocolate and crushed cornflakes.
Mm-hmm.
That would fuck me up.
Yo.
That would absolutely fuck me up. Like that
was sincerely
insane.
Trippy. Like every bite I took, when I looked at it, I my brain struggled. And then when I closed my eyes, I really enjoyed it because like it's actually a dope mix. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like those things go well together. So if I closed my eyes, genuinely enjoyed the ice cream. But I was blown away like that. Like I was telling myself it's ice cream.
Right.
And I couldn't like process it. Like it my brain has been eating anything like this and it looks like chicken for 40 years. And so it tastes like it.
Why but not this? I'm also trying to they have other things that are ice cream but look like other foods. Like there's a hot dog, a picture of a hot dog. And I can't seem to get what flavor those are supposed to be. I can't. There's oysters, which let me tell you something. If you give me something that looks like an oyster and that shit is ice cream, I'm coming after you and your whole family. Because if you have your mouth set for oysters, I'm not even, I don't want that. What are we doing? Yuck.
Yeah.
I don't trust it. I don't know if I like people playing with my food this much. You remember, like last year, there was a whole, is it cake? Or a couple of years ago, people kept making cake that looked realistically like something else. And then they cut into it and it's cake. Stop playing with my food.
Real talk.
What do you do? Just make the thing.
Yo.
Just make the thing. Quit trying to fool me into thinking that you're slicing into, you know, a television remote or some shit.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to make me want to eat it now. The novelty it doesn't make me want to. If I want a piece of lemon cake, I want it to look like lemon cake.
Amen.
I don't want it to be a life-size yellow taxi. I want lemon cake. Stop fucking with my food.
Real talk, yo. In my America, okay, when I want a cake that's steamed, all I want is for you to put a topper on it. You know what I mean? If I want a Nike themed party, get a little like mini Jordan and put it on top of my regular looking cake. I don't want a Jordan cake.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to associate the smell of my feet with cake.
Yes, absolutely. You know what I
mean? I'm gonna look at it, take a picture, take off the little like ornament, and then eat a normal cake.
Yes. Why? What is all of this? Why are we trying to trick our bodies? Why are we trying to trick our bodies? Do we? We don't know. I don't feel like we know our bodies well enough to be throwing these tricks at them.
Yeah.
Why are we punking our bodies? That's a young person's game.
Yeah, I was going to say, yo, real talk. If ever there was a sign that we are the most gluttonous country, yo.
Yes.
Real talk. This is wild work. We're like, yo, we got so much food.
Yes.
We can make pretend food that looks like other food.
Right.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. Just to fuck with your head.
Yo. We don't even care if you enjoy it. We want it to like bother you that you're eating it and it doesn't taste like another thing you like.
Right. Yes. Exactly. It makes no sense. You know, they had like macaroni and cheese ice cream. That was a couple of years ago. And I was just like, why would I do that? Why would I eat something that looks like macaroni and cheese, but it's ice cream and then has the weird flavor of macaroni and cheese. And it's like, you know, it's like a cream cheese.
Yeah, no, I know there was a ketchup ice cream, like a Heinz made one. That was wild work.
Yeah, it's just, I don't
get it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Why are we mingling so much? Yo. I'm not saying I don't want the food on my plate to touch, but I am saying I don't want you. I don't want to cut into my plate and find out that it's cake. That's what I don't want. I want the things to be what they are.
Amen.
And I
bring this up also because, like, I share a lot of stories on this podcast. I'm really vulnerable and open.
Yes.
You know, I share all my faults. I suck at a lot of stuff. I'm open about. I'm trying. But I know I struggle at a lot of things. This is one of the times where I got to say Gabby has a fault. She likes seeing her family like get a little like confused and fucked. She's like supervillain with some shit. Yo, she like loves like laughing at our like little torments.
Yo.
Straight up. Like I love my baby, but like, yo. Every now and then she does like a little like fucking Cruella DeVille laugh because she got one over on us. And this was one of them. Cause like after like watching us like be mad confused.
Right.
She like starts giggling and I'm like, why are you laughing? Like I'm struggling to eat this thing. And she's like, I had these things for a week. I waited till we ate Popeyes so that I could bring them out. So we had Popeye's chicken as a family. So like we were super primed with the idea that this is what chicken looks like and tastes like. Yo, she watched us eat Popeye's chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then she snuck downstairs. She said, anybody want snacks? I got ice cream. Brought these out, handed them to us. Watched me and Michaela struggle to compute what was happening.
Right.
And then she laughed. She's like, I had these for a week. I've been waiting for the right time.
Oh, my gosh. I mean? Okay, now straight that's up. Cold. That's yo, cold.
Yeah, I'm telling you, yo. No, I'm telling you. I was like, yo, man, that's messed up, yo. Like, we could have just enjoyed these on a regular day. You know what I mean? Nah, man. She knew this was the opportunity.
Oh, she waited till y'all had Popeyes.
Yeah.
So you already had, you were very close to the, so like, no, yeah. We just had this. That ain't right.
Mm-mm. Yo, evil, yo. But I will say delicious ice cream.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, if you're into like the mind fuck, you'll enjoy it. If you're not, like, yeah, yo, stay away. It's crazy.
Yeah, just, yeah. Okay. I thought it was, oh, I guess it is kind of, since it's waffle ice cream and it's shaped like a chicken. I thought it was like going to be a chicken and waffles thing. Like,
yeah.
Where it was going to have like ribbons of salty in it. That was supposed right. to be the chicken in like a waffle-y, but no, it was just all sweet. It yeah. just looked like a chicken. Yeah, that's more of a, yo. Nah, I can't do that. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Nah. But yeah, there's people paying $110 for this joint, you know? Oh, and then like, to cap it off, like I text my homegirl. She's like, I was like, yo, I had the weird chicken ice cream. And she's like, yeah. She's like, you just had like $80 worth of ice cream as a family. And then she sent me a link of the price point, and she's like, yeah, like we left like 10 cases of it at the event location. And I was like, yeah, you should have told me. I'd have like eBayed the hell out of all of those drinks, you know what I mean? Bananas, yo.
That's nuts.
Real talk, yo. Let's get into the news.
Yeah.
Kicking it off. We got how to get rid of NYC rats without brutality. Birth control is one idea. That's right. A New York lawmaker.
I feel like we talked about this. Did we talk about the birth control?
I didn't know we did. Did we? Maybe you were not rambling. I definitely know there was an article we covered on it.
Wait, hold on. Let me see here. Ugh, so many pictures of rats.
Yeah, no, real talk.
I guess so many of them. Okay, maybe I just read an article about it and I meant to discuss it. But there is definitely, yeah, no, this is a newer story. They talk, yeah, go ahead. But I definitely have been like, why aren't we just giving them birth control like this thing I just read?
This is how big the rat problem is in New York, okay? Sha can't keep the rat research she's doing straight, okay?
And I'm she's not trying to do research, but I just, I'm like, well, if this is an option,
real talk, yo. If ever there's news, we need it as proof that Shalewa's been hurt for too long, okay? She's reading all of the rat articles, okay? We need her back on her feet, okay?
Mm-mm.
She's getting a PhD in rat birth control research right now,
I'm not happy. I'm not happy.
New York lawmakers are proposing rules to humanely drive down the population of rats and other rodents, eyeing contraception and a ban on glue traps as alternatives to poison or a slow, brutal death. Politicians have long come up with creative ways to battle the rodents, but some lawmakers are now proposing city and statewide measures to do more. In New York City, the idea to distribute rat contraceptives got fresh attention in the city government Thursday following the death of an escaped zoo owl known as Flacco, who was found dead with rat poison in his system.
RIP, King.
Yo, real
talk. Just talked about Flacco yesterday. R.I.P.
My man Flacco, yo. Real talk, B. Miss you, Puerto Rican Al. That's my dude right there, yo. City Council member Sean Abreu proposed a city ordinance Thursday that would establish a pilot program for controlling millions of rats lurking in subway stations and empty lots by using birth control instead of lethal chemicals. Abreu, the chair of the Committee on Sanitation and Solid Waste Management, said the contraceptives also are more ethical and humane than other methods.
Wait, hold on. The contraceptive called ContraPest is contained in salty, fatty pellets that are scattered in rat-infested areas as bait. It works by targeting ovarian function in female rats and disrupting sperm cell productions in male. I mean, why aren't we doing it?
Real talk. A few things. One, this article, I'm going to be vulnerable again, 40 years old. This is how I learned that contraceptives covered more than condoms. I thought like this was an article about like giving rats rubbers, and I was it went in a different direction. I was very confused. Like, I thought that's what contraceptives were, like the
only condoms.
Only condoms.
Not the birth control?
Nah, I thought that was birth control. I thought contraceptives was the doctor talk for condom, because doctor, like, it was like a way to say condoms in school and still be professional. You know what I mean? I know that it covered other forms of birth control. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Learn something new here.
Well, you know what? I'm glad I'm glad to be here for this journey.
Real talk, yo. But yes. I was confused. I was like, like, are we giving them rubbers, or like we put in like the what is that? The copper tees in the rats?
Yeah, no, we're not giving them diaphragms and sponges.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, this is like, real talk, we might be going the other way. Like, this is why Texas is laughing at us. We over here giving they taking away women's rights. We give him rats rights. No, this is wow. Real talk, yo.
I mean, yeah. Right,
Texas can't get an abortion, and we got rats with like copper tees, IUDs, and stuff.
Right.
We just got 10 years. Rats don't even live 10 years, and they got a 10-year device.
Right.
That's beautiful, man. Look at that. Look how far we've come as a country, yo.
Oh, man. I mean, here's a thing that I'm also realizing. It was not contraceptives that I thought that I read an article about already. It was, I'm looking ahead in this article, and there's a person here, Rashad Edwards, a film and television actor who runs pest management company Scurry Inc. In New York City with his wife, said the best method he has found when dealing with rodents is carbon monoxide. That is what I read an article about. It wasn't the contraceptives. It was the carbon monoxide. And I still, much like this one, I was like, I mean, is it possible? You know, it was like a way of like putting it into the ground, and then it puts them to sleep. But it's not the kind. Oh, man. I don't know what's going on. I just... What's wild is that a real thing that could curb some of this is literally just using dumpsters on streets. You know what I mean? Like a big, and going back to metal trash cans.
Real talk, B.
But with like a, you know, like something they can't like chew through or climb.
Yo, like,
instead of putting bags and bags of trash on the side of the road.
Yo, who in government in New York owns plastic garbage bag stock so much that they're like, yo, we can't use metal containers. Give the rats condoms, okay? Anything.
Yeah, but not. I feel like, yeah, someone definitely with a foot in plastics.
Real talk.
But because I feel like metal trash cans were like a 70s thing, and 80, somewhere in the 80s is maybe when it made its transition to just like put the trash on the street.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. Which lobby won that war, but oh my God, this place.
In other news, illegal marijuana shops on the Upper West Side sparked councilwoman's call for action. Zaza Waza Yo, okay.
I hate these fucking smoke shops so much. Because the names are terrible and the aesthetic. I could go on, and I'm sure I've gone on about how I hate the weed aesthetic. And the names ain't helping.
At all.
No.
The Zaza Waza, classically named smoke shop on Manhattan's Upper West Side, is a perfect example of the struggles New York City is facing when it comes to cracking down on unlicensed cannabis shops. When the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection came to shut down a facility at 87th and Columbus Ave on Wednesday, City Councilwoman Gail Brewer thought progress was being made in the fight against illegal cannabis shops popping up in the area. Padlocks were put on the gate. But on Thursday, much to our surprise, it was wide open and right back in business, said Brewer. The NYPD showed up minutes after they were notified and shut the business down again. A recent survey conducted by Brewer's staff found that this shop was one of 53 stores eligible to be locked up for illegal sales of tobacco and cannabis in just the Upper West Side. New York City reports there could be as many as 2,000 illegal shops across the five boroughs. This is not the only place where illegal tobacco is being sold. They need more inspectors to do what they were able to do on that day. According to Brewer, over the last 2 years, Zaza Waza has been issued 47 violations by the DCWP and raided 6 times, and is facing more than $225,000 in fines.
Do you think a place called Zaza Waza gives a fuck? You think they give a fuck?
Bro, talk, B. Hand that to the accountant. You know what I mean?
They do not care. They literally are one click away from calling the store Wacky Tobacky. They don't give a fuck. Jazz Cigarettes, Inc. They do not care. WeSellWeed.org. They don't care. They truly don't care. You know, these are run by places that are like, we'll take the hit because if we shut this down, we can open it up somewhere else. They are, you know, relatively cheap. I assume they're relatively cheap to open because I watched two open within blocks of where I live. One was a beauty shop that was next to a barber shop. And you know, when you see a barber shop and a beauty shop right next to each other, I assume that they are married. I assume that the stores themselves are married.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like they're affiliated in some way.
Yeah.
You know? And so the beauty shop closed down and they put some, you know, Bud Spuds or some shit there, you know, something with a frog that's got whirlpool eyes or some shit. And it's open like late at night, as is the barbershop, but barbershops keep their own very strange. Like at some point they're not cutting hair anymore. Just someone has backed a car up with a speaker and they're just sitting outside having a good time. Right?
Oh yeah.
Right. That barbershop. But now next to it, instead of the beauty shop where someone, you know, is still getting their hair done, it's just late or whatever, it's now this weird illegal weed and tobacco place. And they have one of those amps that you roll in and it has circles on it that light up green and purple. And they're playing, you know, some off-brand techno music late into the night. And the vibe is different because they're not just selling that stuff. They're selling the paraphernalia, which means they're selling pipes, which means people who use pipes for other things are chilling there.
Right.
So much so that the barber shop, where they used to just have reggaeton to the dawn, they're like, yo, we got to shut it down. These neighbors are nuts. You know what I mean? They are doing too much. And I'm like, y'all are literally cooking out in front of your barbershop. And you're like, you know, this place is doing too much. And then they, I guess, got raided and they shut it down. So now here's an empty spot that had a business, the beauty shop that I'm guessing had been there for years. Years. Mm. In the years that I'd been here, it had been going. And then you put in a fucking illegal weed shop and it's shut down, I don't know, within like 6 months.
Yeah.
And now it's just empty, but they still have their sign up and everything. So I'm guessing they're just leaving it alone until they finally, this place finally gets the okay. And I bet you they're going to roll that gate back and it'll be exactly like it was. Like they haven't touched anything in it. They're just waiting it out legally.
Yeah.
And there's another place that's two blocks from that. That same thing, you know? And I'm just like, what is this? Why are they here? How did they get here so quickly?
Yeah.
And why are there so many of them? And why did I lose, you know, a couple of bodegas because of it?
Yo, out of hand, yo. There's a, yeah. There's a spot in my neighborhood that like it's on the corner at the end of the Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Where like it used to be a car dealership.
Yeah.
And like that whole corner, they like, you know, they park way less cars now and they just made mm-hmm. it a one of these shops. And like my boy went in there once and he's like, yo, what happened to cars? He's like, oh, we still sell cars, just we sell this more.
Oh my God.
Like, yo, wow.
We still sell cars. We just sell more weed things.
Straight up. Wow, that's business.
Insane. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can try Upper West Side, lady, but I'm here to tell you, it's like these places, I don't know who's behind them, and they're just waiting out. They're just waiting it out. So they truly don't give a fuck, which means that the pockets are extremely deep. And if the pockets are not quite that deep, they will just close it down, but leave the sign up. And now it just won't be anything until finally legislation gets to a point where it's like, okay, I guess we could have these kinds of stores.
Yeah. Because there's like with the weird pocket now where like it's decriminalized.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to legally have the business.
Mm-hmm.
And but you have to apply for a license,
right?
And like we're in this weird pocket where like the license process they haven't fully figured out yet.
Mm-hmm.
So like you have people that want to smoke. There's a demand. They kind of know it's not illegal. Like so you could buy it,
right?
But there's no place. There's not enough places to sell it. So you got all these people taking advantage of this market by just opening up these shitty stores.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also jerking people that like legit applied.
Yeah, exactly. To,
like, open up that business, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you can't even really tell. I mean, there are some places where, like, around where I work, there's the place, the dispensary. It's, like, New York's first legal dispensary owned by Housing Works. And, you know, it looks like an Apple shop in there, and you have to make an appointment. And, you know, there's all of this. There's no just walk in, and you got to show ID and all this other kind of stuff. And, but the other ones are just everywhere and you don't have to show nothing and
at all.
They're just kind of in there, just kind of waiting until, you know, everyone figures things out. But in the meantime, they'll take their chances. And, mm-hmm. I get it. Like I know when I worked at the porn store, it was right around the time when, whatever court based in Texas was like, sex toys are illegal, right? You can't carry any sex toys. You can't use them. You can't have them. They're illegal. And
what the hell?
Yeah. So I know the store that I was in decided, okay, we will take them away. We won't have them on the shelves until like there was an appeal until that is worked out. But there were other stores on our street that were willing to like, we'll just chance it. Right. And so they did. They chanced it. And, you know, if it was an election year, some stores would get raided.
Right.
You know, because they want to show that they're cracking down on vibrators or some shit. And we didn't have any, you know, so we were able to stay open because we didn't have any on the shelves.
Right.
Now,
right.
Where were they? In boxes in the back room. So when it came down, like, no, it's fine. You can have them. We had that shit up before end of day, which we didn't even have an end of day. We were 24 hours. So, yeah, we had that stuff up immediately once it was okay.
Amen.
So it's like that kind of thing. So that's what I'm like, oh, they're just waiting it out until they get things get figured out, which
yeah,
we'll see if it does. It's taken this long and this is as far as it's gotten.
Real talk, yo.
Yeah.
If you would like to support the War Report's very specifically themed sex shop and weed store, all you got to do is like, subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple or Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings 4 stars. You don't think we should do this because those two things don't make sense together, but they really do.
You know, yeah. As someone who was in the trenches, trust me, it'll work.
It'll work. You know?
Absolutely. I watched it work. It'll work.
5 stars. You know, this is probably one of my better ideas. You know what I mean? And you're just supporting just because of that. Positive reinforcement. I appreciate
right.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastro Amonte. Shout out this week to Kate Hoffman and FCVLJ. With all that said, I am excited about my new endeavor. I'm going to make really weird sex toys. Is there like a Rubik's Cube sex toy?
What are you going to do with it?
Different. Oh, got it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, cool.
All right. Okay.
Work with me.
All right.
2 parts, Wi-Fi or Bluetooth connected. Mm-hmm. One is in your partner.
Okay.
And it gets faster the closer you get to solving the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Okay, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. Yeah, I like that.
Different shake pattern depending on what color you have facing up.
Sure. So if you get like a side that's all blue, then the vibrator will rotate.
Yeah.
Or if you get one that's all green, it's more of a...
like left to right.
Left to right, yeah. Got it. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that if that's not already in Japan, then then you may have something there. Something for, you know, it changes what game night means for sure. Okay.
Look at that. With head of creative and product management. Shalay was sharp. You know what I mean?
I'm just running I'll run the retail part. I know that. I know that part. Yeah. Just it's me backsliding is what that is, you know.
She will also be ensuring that no weird-eyed frogs are put up in any displays.
I am, no ridiculous amps, no green and purple color schemes together. I just hate the aesthetic of weed shit so much.
This might be the most economically successful episode of the War Report.
<It might be.
laughs> Catch y'all next time. Peace.